T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's the Stone Man, and what a great day in the upstate of South Carolina for some blues, man, because it's kind of cold, kind of looks like rain on the horizon, and we got to talk to somebody who knows a little bit about blues. In fact, they're just popping out a brand new blues album, talking about Warren Haynes and Government Mule. Warren, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, you know, it's that time of year where, you know, the Carolinas, they start to get a little gray and they start to get a little chilly for about a month, and then we go back into springtime. You know how that is.
Absolutely.
So you got a brand new album coming out, and dude, I checked this thing out, and the first, I didn't realize, and I thought you guys have already done one, but it's the first Government Mule blues album.
Yeah, you know, blues is a huge part of everything we do, and a huge influence, but we're very much a rock band, and I've been wanting to make a blues album for a long time. This is the first, what I would consider to be a traditional blues record. I mean, it still has Government Mule's personality and stamp on it, but we kind of stayed within the parameters of the blues format, and it's half original songs and half cover songs, and I'm very excited the way it turned out.
And I think I love the way you guys actually recorded it, because you recorded it all live. You use all vintage amplifiers, some great guitar work, and also some of the microphones. And when they hear the recording of the new album, Heavy Load Blues, they're going to definitely notice a vintage flair to it.
Absolutely. We set up in a way that forced us to record completely live. We're no headphones. I was singing through a vocal monitor like we were in a small club or something. We were all set up really tightly and close together. And that was the design. We wanted to make it live in the studio, and we wanted to capture the way those old records sound that were made anywhere from late 50s to mid 70s, the way blues records sounded. And I think we did, and it's all vintage gear and analog tape and old microphones and stuff.
Well, and, you know, and that's it's got the beautiful sound and the warmth to it too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the way those records sounded, and we're kind of trying to capture what they sound like in our head when we think about a lot of our favorite records. We did a good job of capturing that sound.
Well, you know, you're talking about rocking. Over the weekend, you did some rocking down in Atlanta. Not only were you guys rocking, but there was a baseball team down there rocking as well. And It was a party atmosphere. You guys had a great time down there at the Tabernacle.
We did. We played Friday, Saturday, and we did our annual Halloween shows. And on Friday, the special show was a set that was the entire Heavy Load Blues album played for the first time. And on Saturday, the special show was a tribute to the Allman Brothers live at Fillmore East, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary. So we do two sets, and one show would be a normal Mule show, and one would be a theme show. And, of course, Saturday night, after we walked on stage, after we walked off stage, a couple of minutes later, the place just burst out into... I guess everybody got the news that the Braves had won.
Yeah, it's I tell you, it not only did it rejuvenate the feel of Atlanta, but also the upstate here in the Carolinas. You know, it's just, we don't have a baseball team. That's the closest thing we got. But to see the Braves in the World Series and then taking it, it was a hell of a time. And then you guys being down there as well, the vibe just had to be off the wall.
It was great. You know, and like you say, when I was a kid growing up in Asheville, we didn't have a pro team. We went to Atlanta to see the Braves play. My dad would take us there when I was a young kid, you know.
Yeah, and well, you not only do you have that coming up, well, you just did that, but you got the New Year's Eve run coming up, and you're going up to the Beacon. Are you in New York now, or are you up in Asheville?
I'm in New York now,
yeah.
And hoping to get to Asheville in a few weeks. But yeah, we're looking forward to the Beacon shows. That's kind of home away from home. That's the venue I've played more than any other venue, and just always love playing there.
Well, you know, you talk about Asheville. Everybody's kind of bummed to get, of course, COVID and everything like that, what it's done. What is the status of the Christmas Jam?
Well, we've been trying really hard to bring it back this year, which is not looking good. So I'm guessing that next year it will be back full force. We've been monitoring the COVID thing the entire time, and you know, it's hard enough to get all the guests and all the bands and all the artists to commit to doing a charity show without COVID. But
right.
When you factor that in, it makes it almost impossible. And so, you know, I feel good about bringing it back, but we have to. It's got to be the right time.
Well, and you guys do so much for giving back to the community up there, being a son of Asheville, and the work that you've done through the years for Habitat for Humanity up there. It's just exemplary, and I know everybody's looking forward to seeing you come back.
It's a wonderful experience. I'm excited to do it again.
Plus, you have a few good jams up there. But speaking of good jams, what about this one coming up? You're going down to Jamaica.
Yeah, we've been doing that every year, except for last year, obviously, or
yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
We go in January and do this thing we call Island Exodus, where a bunch of our hardcore fans all come to this destination event, and we set up and play four or five shows. I do a solo show. Government Mule does a bunch of shows. We have guests, and it's just a blast. And it's a good way to kind of start the new year.
Yeah, yeah. And well, and it's a great way to start the new year, too, with this blues record. You can pick it up at warrenhaines.net. And also, you can pick it up starting on the 12th. You can download it. Or it comes, I'm so happy to see this, vinyl, it's coming back, thank God. And you'll be able to get this in deluxe vinyl, black vinyl, and you can even pick your color of copper and gold.
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of vinyl choices, which is great because
yeah.
I love vinyl, and we're big vinyl supporters. And it's great to see vinyl making such a comeback.
When you were down in Atlanta and you actually played the album for the first time in its entirety, Making It Rain, Heavy Load, of course, the title track, and Snatch It Back and Hold It, man. Were those just fun to jam?
Yeah, Snatch It Back especially has got that middle instrumental psychedelic part where we kind of go off into another world. It was fun to play all those songs for the first time. A few of them we had played here and there, but playing them all back-to-back felt great. And even the acoustic ones, which we had never done since we recorded them, I'm excited to take that stuff on tour.
Yeah, I bet you are, man. And I'm excited to tell people about the new album that's coming out. Again, you can pick it up all over the place, starting available on November 12th. And you can get it Amazon, iTunes, Mule.net, Apple, and Spotify. And I tell you, 13 great blues songs on here. And then you get the deluxe version, which you get some bonus tracks on there, too.
Yeah, there's 8 additional tracks on the deluxe release, which is really cool. There's 2 live performances and 6 studio performances. You know, our fans like excess. Our fans like as much music as they can get.
Right, right.
And I was speaking of music.
Well, that too. But yeah. I tell you, from what I heard of the album, I just love the vibe of it. I love the feel of it. Tell me about Make It Rain and Heavy Load.
Make It Rain is a Tom Waits cover, which might seem odd for a choice for a blues record, but I was listening to it one night, I guess about a year and a half ago, and I thought, you know, this is a blues song, even though people don't think of Tom Waits as a blues artist. Some of his songs definitely are in the blues form. And I added it to my list of cover songs that were under consideration. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, yeah, we should totally do that song. So we were in the studio recording it, and I brought in this old Fender reverb tank from the 60s that I would like to record with.
Yeah.
But they're really finicky and problematic, and if somebody kicks it or if you step too close to it, it can make noise. So we made sure it was in a secure location, but we didn't allow for, like, RF, radio frequency right. interference. So we were in the middle of this song called Make It Rain, and I would sing Make It Rain, and all of a sudden you'd hear... And we were, like, literally laughing during the take, you know. And when we were done, John Paterno, who is the engineer co-producer on the album, said, you got to come in here and listen to this. It sounds like you guys are playing during a rainstorm. And so we listened to it, and we're like, yeah, that's the keeper.
Make it rain.
Make It Rain, just one of the many great tracks off the new album that you got to get, especially if you dig the blues and if you love the weather like today. You're going to just throw this sucker on, grab yourself a cup of coffee, and jam on some heavy load blues. You know, when you guys were in COVID and everybody was kind of locked down, what did you pick up a I guess everybody was doing different things to keep themselves busy. Did you pick up a new hobby or anything like that during COVID?
Well, the two positives during COVID for me were spending more time with my family,
right,
and having a lot of time to write music. You know, I wrote so much music during that time period. We actually wound up doing two records at the same time, and we're releasing Heavy Load Blues on November 12th, and then next year we'll release the follow-up to Revolution Come, Revolution Go, which will be like a regular Government Mule record. I just found myself writing so much that I was dying to get back in the studio and record as much as possible. So that was the upside to it. You know, there were the obvious negative sides, but
yeah,
I think everybody discovered the same thing. You think about what's really important in your life.
Yeah, I was talking to Alice Cooper a couple of weeks ago, and I said, what did you do? What did you newfound talent did you have? He goes, me and the wife and the kids learned how to tap dance and clog dance.
Well, and he's a golfer, too, right? So I don't know when he could start back, but I'm sure he did that.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Warren, we're looking forward to seeing you again out and about and looking forward to some of the great music that everybody's going to be able to take part of. The new Government Mule album called Heavy Load Blues. You can get it starting on the 12th of this month. Hard to believe we're already talking November. And the new album. And also, if you want to go down to Jamaica and enjoy some sunshine with Warren and some other great stuff, you can check out warrenhaines.net and get all the info for that for the Island Exodus as we head on down to the warm weather. Warren, have yourself a great holiday. Best to the family and best to everybody in the band. And you guys be safe and hope to see you soon.
Thanks. You as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.